Hi, and welcome back to this week's episode of SC Student Loan Speaks. I have Jonathan Rhodes here with me today, one of our outreach managers. And today's topic is a hot one. Mm-hmm. It is all about understanding loans.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right now, student loans feel very controversial and very politicized. However, we're going to keep it very neutral, very informative for you today to help you all navigate understanding loans. So when we talk about loans, you can look at it from a federal and a private perspective. And so what we want to do today is start off with just helping families understand the Federal Direct Loan Program. So I have a couple questions here. So if you see me looking down, I have questions here. And we're also going to be talking from an undergraduate perspective, because that's a large portion of the students and families that we work with. They are preparing to go off to college for the first time or having to look for funding to continue their education. So when we talk about the Federal Direct Loan Program, can you tell us about the loans that are available in the student's name? Like, what are they called and are there different types?
Okay. And just before I get started with that, I always want to talk about loans are not a bad thing.
They're
you
not.
You might want to, you know, a lot of people have a misconception of what student loans are.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a lot of, you know, parents and students say, I don't want my students to have student loans. But in most instances, most students will have to have some form of student loan. So I just want to put that out there.
Right.
And that goes for private and federal as well.
You know,
so when I was in school a long, long, long time ago, It was all Sallie Mae. You signed that paper, you were good to go, but you didn't realize the ramifications of student loans until you actually graduated. But
So I think that's a great point to bring up to kind of level set the conversation here, because We want families to understand the return on investment, and depending on what your major is, depending on the college, the cost of attendance, you want to also pay attention to the outcomes as well.
Yes.
You want to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. And so sometimes that does mean that we need to look at a lot of different options when it comes to colleges that we're going to attend to make sure we have the right fit and that it's affordable for us and that we're going to get the best return on our investment. So one of the ways that we can invest in ourselves is through a student loan,
yes,
because we know the outcome will be positive. So if we know what our return on investment will be, that it makes sense for us to take out a loan, then it will help us be able to pay that loan back upon completion of the program.
Yes.
And your degree, obtaining your degree. So the direct loan program, mm-hmm, undergraduate students, there's two different types of loans,
yes,
right?
Yes, you have your subsidized and unsubsidized.
Okay.
Typically, both are similar, but of course, with the name, they are a little bit different.
Okay.
With the subsidized loans, of course, you know, 6 months after you've actually finished school or actually graduated, you know, they're going to, you know, look for you to actually be able to pay some of those student loans back. But there are instances where you can have forbearances, deferments, where you don't have to pay that back 6 months. But with that, unsubsidized loans are something that has the interest attached to it while you're actually in school. So that's something that you definitely want to make sure that you're looking out for when you know the difference between subsidized and unsubsidized. Also, that are the loans that are in the student's name.
Yes, okay, they are in the student's name.
Yes, in the student's name, so students know exactly what they qualify for. And just the limits of knowing what you qualify for as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and above, typically those amounts are, as a freshman, for both combined, which both of them are, is $5,500.
Okay.
And then as you go up in your second year, and I don't want to put it as a freshman, sophomore,
right,
because things could be different depending on what college you're actually going to. Your second year, it goes up to $6,500.
Right.
And then your third year and above goes up to $7,500. So just knowing exactly what those loan limits are. And also one caveat with that as well.
Okay.
You do have an aggregate limit for how much federal student loans you can have as a student.
Okay.
A lot of students don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things happen where they take out the student loans, and then they come to realize that I may not have any left.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of students have to go with a private loan. And that's why South Carolina Student Loan is always going to be a great resource for our students, because we just want to be an asset to, if you need those extra funds, we're here to actually be able to assist you with that.
Yeah. So you talked about like they're similar, but a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So they do have that 6 month grace period. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned they have to exit school or graduate. And those are two different things, right?
Very different.
So exiting school means that you may have dropped out of school. You're not enrolled in anyone's college. And so your 6 month grace period will start, right?
Yes.
And then graduating, of course, is the ultimate goal. So when you graduate, that 6 month grace period starts as well.
That's
but they have some other similarities as well. So they both have the same interest rate.
Very, very much the same interest rate with that. And that's the main thing that you definitely want to look at when you're looking at the federal loans, what your interest rate will be. You definitely can't manipulate that, because that's something that's pretty much the standard. But again, I will always stress that if you are not in where you can actually be able to pay those back once you've actually done with school or graduated, think about forbearance, deferments. You don't want to have those loans go into default. That's what we don't want to do, because it can have so many
ramifications.
Oh my God, you don't understand. Because I know so many people that didn't understand what that looked like when they actually graduated. They got themselves, and just trying to get yourself out of that.
Yeah.
It sometimes can be, you know, credit can really be, you know, take a big hit with that. So you definitely want to make sure you know exactly what that looks like.
Yeah. So I really like that you brought up that sometimes when you graduate or you exit school, you may not have the capacity to pay just yet,
correct,
but there are some options. So, you know, there was a trend or a reel going around probably a year or so ago that said, it's above me now, right?
Yes.
And so, unfortunately, they are not above you. It is in God's hands if that is who you believe in. However, it's still your responsibility.
Yes.
So let's not avoid our responsibility. So you talked about forbearances. You talked about extending some time so that you won't have it negatively affect your credit. But you got to call them. You got to let them know, right, that you need that forbearance or you need some additional time. And they won't know unless you tell them. So in order for it to not negatively affect your credit, you got to communicate with your loan servicer.
Listen, I'm learning at this nice ripe age of whatever, that communication is always key. And again, I'm still learning that as well. But yes, when you're younger, coming out of college, you kind of look at it out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
It's not affecting me right now.
Right.
But when you're looking to maybe own a house or have a car, or have things, those type of things really do take effect. So you definitely want to make sure that you're proactive and know exactly what your status is. Because again, when I was 20, you know, 4 years old, graduated from college.
You're not 24.
Oh, listen, I'm 25. But I would look at the 30-year-old and say, oh, I'll never get there. But now, you have to look at it as 20 years from now, when, you know, I'm, you know, looking for retirement, the younger generation is going to be in my position. Mm-hmm. And we just want to have a better situation where they can be able to advise the younger generation about responsible borrowing.
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of all of this. So definitely have to take
responsible borrowing.
Oh my God, that's huge.
Do we not say that a ton when we present? Yes. And I know it may sound a little weird because we are a student loan entity, but we advocate for one, families starting their financial journey with their FAFSA, and then two, borrowing responsibly if you need to borrow. All right. So this was a very lively conversation about understanding the federal direct loan program from an undergrad perspective. I want you all to come back to our next episode where we are going to talk more about private student loan lending. We really want you all to understand student loans and leverage them to achieve your goals. So come back and see us soon.